please.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. The man in front of me just spent a week causing civil unrest on the European continent. It's comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, and our friend there smells like he's on fire.
Yeah, you smell like an angry Muslim man robbing a footlocker in Paris.
Yeah, that's the sweat, guys. I'm sorry.
By the way, it's very hot in here right now. You guys don't know. And the cameras just got back from Europe with Mike, so the lighting is completely messed up. So we don't need the comments of, guys, fix the camera. We know they're messed up. We just came in here. We're lucky that Poseidon knows how to use the mixer to get the audio. So we're happy what we have. We'll work with what we got. And then next week, the lighting will be back to normal. So, Mike, you went to Paris. Well, you went to Switzerland. You went to Belgium.
Yeah, I did Paris, Lausanne in Switzerland, Brussels in Belgium, and Cannes. And it was a lot of fun. Cannes was the only show that wasn't fun, but the first three were amazing.
Well, Cannes doesn't seem like our kind of spot.
And we only did it because we thought it was funny go to Cannes, which is like the Beverly Hills of France. And I booked Gérard Alain, who, for those of you that don't speak French, he is the opposite of Cannes.
He's an alcoholic.
Yeah. He was the whole time, too. Like, he had never been on a plane before. And so I was like, he's going to lose his shit. He's going to visit, you know, the south of France. He's going to love it. And when I saw him, I was like, I see him. He's wearing Bermudas and a tank top. He looks like fucking Kid Rock. And I'm like, hey, how do you like Cannes? And he was like, can't wait to get back to Quebec. I fucking hate it here. And he was like the type of tourist that's like, I don't know anyone, and I don't know things, and I don't know where the McDonald's is.
Oh, and he wasn't having fun at all.
No, he wasn't having fun at all.
But you had Louis C.K.'s ex-girlfriend on.
Yeah, Blanche Gardin. She was on in Paris, and she was amazing. Yeah, and it was weird because when I booked her, like, she's a huge, huge, huge French comic. Like, she's the French version of Louis before the Me Too. Like, she's massive. Like,
before the masturbatory incident.
Yeah, she's the best. Like, she's the person that sells out the quickest. Every year they have the comedy awards. They're called the Molière. They only give one award to the best show. And she won it. Her last two shows, 2 years in a row, she won it. People love her. And she was in the media lately because she got offered, you know, LOL, that show on Amazon. They offered her $200,000 for one day's work, and then she refused it because she didn't want to work for Jeff Bezos. So she's like,
doesn't like the balds.
Yeah, she it was weird because, like, when she was talking to me about Amazon, I was like, I hope she doesn't realize that all of my clothes is from Amazon. even my underwear are Amazon Basics. Like, I'm a very Amazon Basics guy.
You're an Amazon Basic kind of guy. You should have told her. Should be like, I'm on Bezos' side.
Yeah.
But how was it weird with these with the French people? They understood everything. They're all fans of the show.
I was surprised how, like, in the old days, like before the pandemic, when you had a Quebec accent, you went to France, no one understood you. And now everyone understands. I don't know if it's because of YouTube or TikTok or what.
Netflix.
And it was annoying because I'm used to, whenever I go to another country, I insult people, like, without them noticing. So I'll be like when I was in France, I'd use a Quebecois accent. I'd be like, look at this fucking fat piece of shit. I'd be like, regarde le gros niaiseux. And they never understood. But now they understood everything. Like, even Michel...
That's how the riot started.
Yeah, probably.
The misunderstanding.
Yeah. So it was very easy. I was surprised at how many... Like, in Paris, it was almost just Parisians in the crowd. Belgium was the same thing. Switzerland was a lot of Quebecers. And Cannes was just weird old French people.
Was it fun overall? Like, it's a trip that you're...
It was really fun. The thing I did was I always booked one Quebecer and one local person because I was like, I didn't want it to be too local. And then I realized that the comedians there know me well enough that I should have booked two local comics.
It would have been better, yeah.
And it would have saved... I would have saved, like... Every comic I booked cost me, like, 8 G's, you know,
just
for...
Just to fly over.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole trip costs about $100,000.
It's what?
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, because just hotels are fucking insane.
Like, has no clue how money works.
Hold on.
Like, you flew an entire team, camera crews, a backup videographer, all that equipment, and new guests every week, plus the hotels and their meals, and you had to pay for that shit.
Like, I didn't pay for all of it. The Montreux Comedy Festival paid half of it. And they paid 40,000 euros. So yeah. They paid like...
Yeah, it's 100 Jews.
Like 65,000.
And the other half
and
is
then,
you?
Yeah, and then I paid like maybe 35 Jews.
100 Jews. Goddamn, yeah. It costs a lot.
Yeah, that's expensive. Yeah.
Max and Martin did your show in Paris.
Yeah, he's the only one that I didn't pay for his airfare.
Good.
Yeah. And I felt bad because the reason why we didn't offer it is he was already there. So the I booked him because I knew he was in Paris. And then today Michel calls me and he's like, yeah, Max asked, he said, you guys paid for everyone's airfare. Why aren't you paying for mine? And I was like, because he's already there.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
And then he was like, yeah, but still you're paying for everyone's airfare. So I was like, ah, oh, fuck. I was like, okay.
Does Max want the money?
Yeah, Max wants the money. So at first I told Michel, oh, tell him to fuck off. And then I was like, oh, no, we'll pay for it. So we'll pay for it. But I told Michel, let him know that we didn't think we had to pay for it since he was already there.
Yeah.
But then Max said, oh, I wouldn't have went if you guys weren't there.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, Max, I was on the phone with him the other day because I have to do promos for Little Bell. And I'm like, look, it's very simple, guys. I sent him a Google Drive with everything in it. And then he's like, it doesn't work, man. I keep sharing it and everyone's complaining that I'm just sharing a Google Drive. And I was like, yeah, don't share the drive. The drive is to get assets in the absurd. Drive. And I was yelling at like on the phone. He's like a 7-year-old man, but he stays healthy. He's healthy in the body.
Yeah, healthy in the body, but and in the mind, but not...
social media.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. Social media is like part of the business that they don't teach you.
No.
You either know how to download stuff from a folder or you don't. Yeah. There's no in between. Oh, that's fuck. Okay, so I want to see the Max Blanche Gardin episode.
Yeah,
that's
I'll send it to you.
Okay.
And it's, it was good. It was a lot of fun. And it was weird because the show in Paris, Gad Elmaleh's manager was in the audience.
With a pen and a paper?
He was in. He was there taking notes. He was stealing my... And that was the weird thing, because you know how France, we always see them as joke thieves?
Yeah.
And when I did the podcast, it went so well that I was like, fuck, okay, some French cocksucker is going to steal the idea.
Yeah.
And it's not... The Sous-Écoute is just... It's a podcast that's always live, so it's not that original, but... If some other French guy starts doing a podcast in front of an audience, then they'll see me as someone that's doing a imitation of them, even though I've been here for 11 years. So I was like, we gotta come back soon, and we're gonna book more shows. So I think I'm gonna book a bunch of shows in Paris.
And did you have Sammy on?
I didn't have Sammy on because he was in Quebec.
Okay,
but and then when we were in Cannes, since it's a festival. I saw Yann, that's my director, telling every French comic he'd talked to that they should start a podcast, and the way they could finance it is if they did it live in front of an audience.
Yann's hilarious.
Because he was like, yeah, you should do a podcast. They were like, no, we have to pay for this. And he goes, no, look, here's what Mike did with Sous-Écoute. You sell tickets, and then you give the tickets to the guy filming it, putting it online, so it doesn't cost you a thing, and then it's free advertising, and you guys, fuck, there are no podcasts here, so you'll become huge. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Would you shut the fuck up?
So, Yann is the Poseidon of the French side of this.
He texted me today.
He's self-sabotaging everyone.
He texted me today, and he goes, I got my credit card number stolen. And I go, really? And he goes, yeah. Cause
I was handing it out.
No, he goes, yeah, I got it stolen. And then Michel said the funniest thing. He was like, you didn't buy anything. You didn't pay for anything when you were in Europe. And he was like, I bought a Coke once in a store. So he thinks the guy from the store stole his credit card number. And I was like,
it's probably the porn, but
I was like, what did they buy? And he said, they went on GoDaddy and they paid for a website.
Oh nice.
What? And then
Yanterio.ca.
And then they went on another website that you can buy royalty free music and images. And I was like, Yann, do you think maybe it's memberships that you took a year ago?
Renewed
subscriptions that just renewed? And he goes, no, because it was at night when I was sleeping. And I was like, yeah.
No, but it renewed.
But it renews. So it's not GoDaddy doesn't fucking look at you to
see,
go.
This guy's sleeping. Yeah. We can't renew yet. Wait till he wakes up.
So I was like, ask, because if it's GoDaddy, you can just text GoDaddy and go, well, what's a website that was bought?
He needs to start a business with Max Martin. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah.
Let's see how that goes.
But it was fun. And Jan was the funniest because he had never been to Europe either. And he, after 3 days, he had a thick French accent.
Stop!
He was talking, he was saying, Zuku.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up, Jan.
Yeah. I love Jan, bro. He's the best.
He's you.
Bro, I love him so much, bro.
It was fun, though.
You went deep into France, and I went deeper into Quebec.
Yeah,
where you
went
away.
To Rouen.
Yeah, we had trouble from the beginning. Air Canada canceled my flight.
Okay.
Going there, they go, the day of, they go, we're canceling your flight because our employees are overworked. They work too much this week. I was like, this is insanity. This is not my problem. And how do you find out the day of? How do you not know your schedules? So I finally got a flight with another airline, PAL Airways. Okay. They bring me to Val d'Or. So they had to send someone. This poor girl had to come pick me up, drive an hour and a half, and then with me in the car another hour and a half.
You were doing that festival?
I was doing that festival. Okay. I did three French casts and then one appearance on a geek show where it's stand-up, but you talk about like nerd shit. It was a lot of fun. I had fun because I had like Erica Suarez was there. So we were going the first two nights. There's a strip club in Rouen. Bro. Erica had edibles. So she gave me an edible. And the first night didn't hit me super hard. It was okay. But the second night, it lasted so long that it affected my podcast the next day.
Oh, really?
I was fucked up doing my podcast. Luckily, I was doing it with people that I had experience podcasting with. So it was fine. It was Maline Gendron and Sam Cyr. So it was okay.
And was it in front of an audience?
It was in front of an audience. Okay. So I was a little fucked up, but it was fun. It made for good content. But the strip club there, dude, was the funniest fucking thing. So first night I'm there, the DJ, I notice, he's wearing a cape. And me, I'm having fun in my head. I go, this is, and I'm a little high too. I'm like, this is amazing. I'm like crying, laughing. I go, this guy's wearing a cape, like kind of Larry David when he was the lawyer in Seinfeld. You know, he's wearing a cape. I go, a DJ with a cape. Then I noticed there was no strippers. Like, there's one, and she would disappear. There's no strippers in the strip club. So me and Erica are just dying of laughter. I don't know. It was just because you're high too, so it's making you laugh. And then at one point, bro, the DJ, it was the funniest thing ever. He's like, he was in French. He's like, now come to the stage, like Melanie, okay? And he puts on the music, and the girl never shows up. So he's in the booth and you can see he's like, these fucking bitches, they're making me look fucking stupid. Where are these fucking broads? So I'm laughing, okay? I'm dying of laughter. And when the song ends, I clap ironically, okay? And then the DJ is like, he's looking at me, he's clapping back angry at me. And Erica's like, why are you doing this? And I'm crying loud. I go, there's no way this is real life. And then a bunch of kids come into the strip club, like maybe 15, 16 years old, guys and girls, and they're in the front enjoying the stripping. One dancer comes out and they're screaming, going crazy. One kid's getting on stage, on the pole and stuff, and they're taking, and like, this is the opposite of what they should be doing in a goddamn, any show in Montreal, you would've got thrown out. First of all, kids wouldn't be allowed in.
Yeah.
But it was just lunacy. And then it was Canada Day. So I knew that everything was gonna be closed. So the day before, I found a Tim Hortons, because they had two Tim Hortons, I found a Tim Hortons, and I saw it filled with Quebec flags. And I was like, they're going to be open tomorrow, guaranteed, these guys. So Canada hits. I go to my regular Tim Hortons, closed. I'm like, I'm going to the separatist one. I go to the separatist one, big lineup. It was, I was like, fuck yeah. You know, the day I saw the flags, I go, this is it. This place is going to be open tomorrow. I knew it. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, though. Now, a lot of those people there that hated me, too, like there was some comics that apparently were, you know, they're a little woke. They were big fans of me.
I think that's a very woke festival, though.
Yeah.
Because that's a festival that guy, Jan, got into a fight with.
Okay, that guy's woke. I thought that was conspiracy theories.
No. He's apparently he's very, very, very woke.
Woke now. Good for him. Good for him. Yeah, the wokes. One group of wokes walked at one point because I was hanging out with Erica, and she's like, "Oh yeah, those people, they're scared." I go, "Scared? They could hate me, but why are they scared?" Like, I don't know. It's the way you look. Like you look like a biker to them. Like they don't. And instead of going to the hotel, they went the opposite way. Just so that they don't have to fucking come see me. I was like, "God damn, man, this is crazy." But it's fun.
So they just waited.
They just said, I'm living somewhere else tonight.
they went the long way. They booked another hotel.
From what they hear, they think that I'm going to bully them. Okay. Or whatever. But they, you know, I want them fucking cool with everyone. But they don't know me, so apparently they were like, "Oh, he's gonna, yeah." Like,
are these comedians or like open?
Well, the
mic?
One that I'm talking about is not a comedian.
Considers themselves a comedian. Yeah, they consider themselves comedians. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but a lot of also cool people too that I hadn't seen in a while that I got to hang out with.
See, today, like you tweeted out that thing. The picture of the Eiffel Tower burning. Mm. Mike Ward has been in France for a week, and this is what
happened.
Civil
War, yeah.
And see, when I saw that, I was like, fuck, that's the exact same thing that when we almost got blamed for Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
I was like, fucking everyone thinks that I'm responsible. But your thing at least was a joke.
Yeah, but Black Lives Matter. So what happened with Black Lives Matter? I can't remember.
Wait, you got blamed for Black Lives Matter?
Well, we all did.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all
did. Wasn't it the
picture,
the edit?
Yeah, the edit. Torelli had made an image. Yeah, and she was trying to say that open micro was trying to say that we were the cause of police brutality.
Yeah.
And that we support police brutality.
I love that whenever we talk about her, we call her an open micer, and she's been on the Tonight Show.
Nobody knows it, though.
Yeah.
She's been on the Tonight Show now.
Yeah.
Not the good.
Yeah.
She wasn't on the old Tonight Show.
Even I consider Jimmy Fallon an open micer.
At this point, Jimmy Fallon. So it was a fun experience. They were very nice to me. The lady who runs it, everyone was cool with me. It was there were a lot of fans. I met a lot of Two Drink Minimum, Suzy Good fans. Took some photos in the street. I'm walking and people are stopping me, asking about you and shit. Like you're the mayor of the actual province. Like you're in charge of this. I would find them everywhere. All cool people. And apart from the few woke people but they avoided me, so I didn't care. But everyone else was super cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to because I always consider Toronto a very woke city, so I'm curious to see what type of crowd we're gonna get this weekend.
We're gonna have fun either way. I don't care.
Oh, it's gonna be good because every time Schulze goes out, apparently he has a blast.
Yeah, but he was going there for years.
Yeah,
so he built his fan base up from years going. Mike, the problem is we avoided.
Yeah. I never go when I talk about them. I say they're woke.
That was a problem I was saying at the beginning of Two Drink Minimum when it's behind the paywall. We had more fans in the tri-state area, New York, Philly, New Jersey, than we did in the rest of Canada because we were just focused on that.
Yeah.
Which is retarded, but that's how it evolved.
Yeah.
So now we do have to start going though into Canada.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy. Like when we get messages of people like, yo, when are you coming to Alberta? When are you coming? I'm like, fuck, we never look at doing that. That's why I'm trying to book for the fall English shows in the rest of Canada. It's for that reason.
Yeah, it makes sense.
We're neglecting the whole country.
Yeah.
It's funny though. Mm.
By the way, Jan and I should start a podcast where we both produce it.
No, you both give financial advice.
No, we both produce it, but nothing ever works.
If you both produce it, something's going to happen. The audio is not going to be there.
It's like
he's going to be like, what?
It's like two minuses just.
I was happy though. Like I had Anthony Amelin, who directed a bunch of specials. So he's handling
set this place up. No,
no, no. He's the guy that did my two specials I have on YouTube. He's the one that filmed those.
Okay,
like the Live at the Bordel and Infamous.
Yeah,
he did both of those.
Okay,
so he's filming. He's doing the whole tour, and I'm really happy with it's what he's good. Doing. And even Europe, like. Because one of the rooms that was the shittiest room I had in Europe was in Lausanne. It was a huge a nightclub. It's a big nightclub. So it didn't look right for... And that was the show that apparently the reactions were amazing. Like, my girlfriend was in the audience, and she was like, people were losing their shit. But since it's a high, high ceiling, it felt like they were kind of having fun, but not... It wasn't crazy. But apparently... Like, it looks mental because there's so many lights and it's amazing. It looks like a Jay-Z video.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, okay.
So it looks really cool and apparently it sounds really cool. But on stage, I was like, I don't think people like it that much here.
But it happens. You know, when you get off stage sometimes, like, fuck, it really sucked. And then all the people are excited. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah. And plus, I'm so used to always doing it at the Bordel. So it's always the same room. So I can, when you do it always the same room, you know, okay, it was good, it was bad. But in Europe, I was like Paris was amazing, but it's because it was so small and people were so close. And it was the first show, and I was surprised people could understand my accent. So I was just happy. And then Lausanne, it went way better, but I was expecting it to be like as loud in my ears as Paris, and it wasn't because I couldn't hear them. And then, Brussels was really fun too.
The Belge?
Yeah, the Belgians are very nice people.
They're a bunch of weirdos, that's why.
Yeah.
Weirdos make good audiences sometimes.
And they're kind of like the way Canadians are, and especially Quebecers are. They're like, I was talking to the guy and I was like, your city's so beautiful. And he was like, it's okay. It's that sucks, and this thing is garbage. And I was like, what? And they're the ones that created the Smurfs. They have this, like, all of the Smurfs. They have Tintin. Like all of the French cartoons are all from Belgium.
Okay.
And the Smurfs are worldwide. And I was like, you guys should be part. You should be proud of the Smurfs. And he goes, I didn't invent them. Which is the right reaction to have. But most countries would be like,
we got the Smurfs.
You know, like how Quebecers are about GSP. They're like, he's one of us. You don't know GSP. You didn't work out. You didn't train. But that's how they react.
So they're just like haters.
Yeah, but they're only proud of the stuff they do. And even they're not really proud.
When you were there was no unrest yet, right?
It started when I was in Cannes. They were like, okay, there were riots, and then they were like, okay, they sent 1,000 police officers, then 5,000, and then the day I was leaving, they're like, okay, there's 40,000 police officers.
So that's not a riot. Yeah. That's a civil war.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And then, yeah, but apparently this happens a lot in France, and I was thinking about this. When I was little, like, I used to, whenever cops would show up, I'd always run away. Because I was like, I'm a kid. They're not going to shoot a kid. So I'd run, I always thought it was funny. Because I was like, these fat old cops can't chase a 15-year-old kid.
Are you talking about 17-year-old kid that got shot?
Yeah, yeah.
But I saw the video. He was in the car. The cops point a gun at him. He drives through the cop. Like, he's like, I'm leaving.
Okay.
So it was, and the cop shot. Okay. It was a dumb move on both their parts. He shouldn't have shot him, but he shouldn't have driven off.
Oh, I didn't know because I only read that he ran away.
Yeah, no, he was in the car. That's why they were because the way it sounded, I thought he was running and they shot him in the back.
Yeah.
But the cop was there. They're asking him to give you a license. The kid's like, fuck this. So he drives and the cop he's driving towards him. So the cop shot.
Did you see the video, Mike?
No, and I don't want to see a kid get shot.
You can't see it. You can't even see in the car. You just see the cop go like this so you know what happened.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't show that. I wouldn't watch.
But I have something entertaining for you guys to see.
Okay.
There was a truck full of dudes.
Why am I looking at your tits? Like, why are you unbuttoned?
Yeah. It's hot, bro.
Yeah, but I know, but...
Hold on, okay, fine.
You're like a villager.
Yeah. Like a Greek villager?
Yeah. No, don't put the Greeks into the Albanian...
You haven't seen Greek villagers, bro? They look class, a lot like you. Bro.
They got class.
Okay, so yeah, so it's a truck full of dudes dressed as Batman.
Why is this... There's no way this is
and
real.
And in France?
And in France. So
I feel like this is fake news.
Just a bunch of dudes. Is the volume on? There's no volume. Just a bunch of dudes dressed as Batman just jumping out of... Like, how many... That was a lot of dudes in there.
Yeah, it doesn't look like this is France because the person who posted this from his phone wrote it in English.
And we'll look at the license.
No, they probably grabbed... Yeah, let's see the license.
Does the license look European?
No, it has big cars. This is North American cars, no? Yeah.
That's a Mazda.
Yeah, that seems like North America. And that seems like a gay thing.
Yeah.
It's all... Look at the... A bunch of them don't have shirts on.
It's true, right? Oh, this one doesn't even have pants, I think.
No Muslim rioters would be doing gay shit.
This guy doesn't even have pants.
Yeah, that has nothing. These are just
That's
gay
a gay
guys.
Pride thing.
Yeah. Those are all guys that should have dressed up as Robin.
Yeah, that's a Bud Light commercial.
Could you imagine sitting in traffic and seeing this shit?
I could. I could imagine that. I just did.
Yeah.
I could imagine. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to imagine. Besides, I can imagine that. Yeah,
I couldn't imagine it before seeing this video.
But they're not good, Batman.
These fucking dummies, too. They all rented those costumes, so they were like, we're going to go viral. So all we gotta do is find 100 people and a U-Haul and rent a costume.
Take some Molly, fuck each other.
That's why the guy wearing the blue costume, he probably showed up last to the costume, like the costume store.
There was none left?
Yeah.
We got the blue one. He's like, fuck it, I want to be part of the gang.
And apparently now the police officer is being investigated for a homicide for what happened.
It was a homicide.
Yeah,
he killed a guy.
For murdering someone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he could, seeing the video, I could see how he could get off because the car's coming towards you. Like, I could see how he could get off. But at the same time, I feel like they're both in the wrong.
They're 100% both
in the wrong. You shouldn't have shot and you shouldn't have fucking driven.
Yeah.
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 But if his finger was on the trigger, sorry to interrupt, Mike. If his finger was on the trigger.
It was.
And he pushed him. just a small, because they're sensitive.
He didn't get pushed. He looked like he got scared because the car started. He's like, yeah. Oh, he didn't know what to do. But you should, if you're holding a gun out, man, you got to be focused. You can't just start willy-nilly
shooting. Yeah.
It's two wrongs did not make a right.
Oh, no, yeah, he shot.
I read a thing on the internet that seems like fake as fuck, but it was someone in Germany saying that cops in Germany shooting someone that's fleeing, it happens once every 10 years, and in France it's once every 3 days. And that seemed a little excessive.
Yeah, I don't think there shouldn't be.
I don't think it's even that intense in the U.S. I don't think it's even that intense.
But I think, though, what's going to happen, it's going to turn out exactly like Black Lives Matter did in North America.
Like useless and someone's violent. Someone's going to co-opt it and buy houses with the money they raise, maybe. I don't think so. I think Europe has a different style of rioting. They riot for a while, they break shit, they arrest the people that are in charge, and then you go back to normal, and then it continues.
But I think this one has a feeling like it looks different than most of the riots. They seem like more intense.
They're more intense because they're more fanatical. Because also a lot of the Muslims that are angry, they also have the thing that happened in Sweden last week where the Quran was being burnt.
Okay.
And people like Muslims in Europe are pissed. But we found out today, we were doing a podcast. Dude, it was a Muslim guy that burnt the Quran.
Ex-Iraqi Muslim that was very upset, and he burnt, he's the one that burnt the Quran.
Okay. And they're blaming like white, those Nordic Swedish people and like white people, like for you have no respect. But it was a Muslim guy who burnt the Quran. He did it in Sweden, but it's not the Swedish government didn't burn it.
Mm.
And he said in 10 days he's planning to do another burning of the Quran.
Yeah, it gets hardcore.
The Muslim guy?
Yeah. He's like, I'm burning another one. This guy's funny. He's like Salman Rushdie, but like this generation.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to write a book. He just wants to burn one.
Yeah, and he's like Salman Rushdie, but very bad at writing.
Yeah, he's like, I can't write. I'm going to piss them off.
But I can still get shot.
Yeah, because you're saying, like, this is the most dangerous book in the world, and he was just lighting it on fire.
It's crazy, though, that, like...
It's crazy like that we care.
Who cares? Like even
it's a book.
Even
we printed it. It's not
even
real.
Even if you're like the most devout Muslim ever, someone is burning your book or someone is drawing your prophet. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? Like whoever you believe in, if other people fucking burn something that his face is on, or like when people get angry that you burnt a flag, who cares?
I was saying that today. Yeah. Who gives a shit? It's a material thing. We're gonna make another one.
It's like burning a pair of underwear.
Yeah. I don't think you should burn books because I don't like literature being burned. You should keep it so you could study it. But if it's 1 out of 10 million, it's not a rare thing. It's not an artifact. Yeah. It's just a multi-printed thing.
Yeah, I get that if they were angry, if it was the or the original Quran or the only one, and like, fuck, I should have went to the photocopy place.
Yeah. I don't know what it really says. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, that's not the fucking case. I'm with you. I was saying the same thing today. Why would I take that person? I could make another flag.
Yeah. I get the being angry at drawings, so those are very hurtful.
Like South Park?
Yeah.
You remember that? They had to censor it?
Yeah, yeah.
They drew Muhammad and there was just a black bar on it?
I told you, like in the early 2000s, I got hired by Warner Brothers was going to do a series about Jesus. It was a cartoon, Jesus with his friend Muhammad, and it was all and Buddha. It was all like the religious,
deities
and as a cartoon, and no one knew at the time or no white people knew at the time that you can't draw Muhammad. So I actually went to like 3-4 brainstorming sessions and we're like, okay, and then Muhammad could do this and then Muhammad, and then like when there was the Charlie Hebdo thing, I was like, oh fuck,
we could have all gotten killed.
Yeah, everyone on that show would have gotten murdered.
That's insane. Yeah.
God damn.
Cause you imagined it. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
But again, that's such an overreaction.
You know how I hope I don't believe in God, but I hope God exists. And I hope for those people, it's the Muslims that are right, just to have their God go, what the fuck is wrong with you? He drew a picture of Muhammad. Who gives a fuck? Who cares?
Yeah.
It's a drawing of a man.
Yeah, he just said it was Muhammad. It's just a drawing.
Yeah. But even if it was, like, I get it if it was a drawing of him fucking his 6-year-old wife.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just a drawing. Who cares?
Yeah. If it was video at the time, though, that would have been a questionable affair he had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you ever look into that?
She was very mature, though.
For her, that's what he said.
Yeah.
I don't know. Very mature. I don't know if I want to believe him, but that was his excuse.
She was very mature. I asked her how old she was. She did this. And I said, oh, baby. I like how you use them fingers.
Yeah, this is a smart one.
Yeah. Do this with this.
That's it. Same fingers. You're using the same fingers. We're getting in trouble. Again, shit. We cannot avoid it. So, fuck, I'm psyched about the Toronto thing. I think we're going to have a fun trip. Then we got Susie Good at the comedy bar. This is good. I think we needed it. It's going to be a nice little break for us just to go fuck around. Yeah.
And it's going to be funny to be the comedy bar at Suzukut is going to be very bizarre.
Yeah,
it's going to be very bizarre doing a French podcast in Toronto.
Yeah, but it's about time we go.
Yeah.
Man, no, this is going to be it's going to be a savage weekend. I could already tell. And we're going to find time. I want to go visit some stuff during the day, I guess, Saturday. We'll go hang out. We'll eat something.
Yeah, and hotels are so expensive in Toronto. I rented a house. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, in the
like itinerary. We did in Atlanta, and the house is mental.
God
like
damn.
It's nicer than the one we had in Atlanta.
And Atlanta was an insane house.
Yeah, yeah. This one's a little better.
Which, by the way, Atlanta was an insane house, but two blocks away, like, the neighborhood changes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always weird going to cities like that.
It almost feels like the way I've never been to Mumbai. But when you see Mumbai, like, you see the richest man in the world living next door to someone that has to suck a dick for rotten fish.
When did you move to Mumbai? When did you move, and how good is the fish?
It was me offering the fish.
You were about to say something. I cut you off. I'm sorry. You opened your mouth. And then,
I think it was about... fuck, what was it about? I forgot. Who cares?
It's too hot.
Yeah, it's very hot, bro. I think it's getting to me.
Is the tour has what left? Toronto?
The Suzukut tour has Toronto. It has Quebec City, Gatineau, Saguenay, Bécomo, and Sherbrooke.
Okay. Oh, by the way, at the airport when I was going, they had changed the flights. I went there. Dude, I didn't tell you this, but it was the first time in a long time. The lineup to get to customs, bro, almost an hour.
For
full, and then when I was screening.
Okay.
And then when I get to the screening, dude, it was like, you know, now they didn't want you to take off your shoes or anything because there's too many people, so it's just rushing you through. The guy, I'm going to take out my sunglasses. The guy's like, keep your fucking glass on, keep your watch
Jesus
on. I don't
Christ.
Care. Just go. So like Jesus Christ. So I was going through, and then I didn't realize, you know, when you're out of it a bit, you're not paying attention. So this black guy, because for some reason they took my bag for extra. It's never happened before, but they wanted to search my stuff. So I'm like, where the fuck is my bag? And then I notice, I'm like, ah, son of a bitch, I gotta go through this. So you go in another lineup, and there's a guy, he has something in front of his face, this black guy, I guess. And then I realized after it was a pool of blood on the floor.
God damn.
I had somehow narrowly avoided stepping on it. And the guy that works there, he's like, my friend, you know, move, there's blood. If I look, the guy's bleeding like crazy. And I'm like, what the fuck? And he's trying to get his package, but every time he'd take the Kleenex away from his face, boy, it was blood everywhere. It was like a lot of blood. Okay?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and then the guy that works, he's like, there's blood everywhere. And then I don't know why, but I turn around, I go to the guy in French. I go, he's talking too much. He's talking too much. Hey, he took care of this situation. And then the guy that works, he's like, security's in charge, trying not to laugh.
No.
Goes, no. I go, be honest.
But wait, so hold on. They beat the shit out of somebody.
I don't know what happened. I don't know. It probably his nose just started bleeding. But the way I said it made them like uncomfortable because they can't even joke about punching a black man in the face.
Okay.
But I was like, yeah, he's talking a little bit too much. Yeah. But it got to the point where it was useless because the woman was so distracted by the blood, the one that's doing, you know, the bomb juice swab of my stuff. She was supposed to open my bag because I have all kinds of stuff in there. And she was like this. She was about to vomit. She was like, just go. And she gave my stuff back and I left. Yeah, airport security is not what it used to be.
Trick. Like, if you want to bring a bomb onto a plane, get a black guy that's a bleeder.
Yeah. But wait, they were that disgusted with blood?
Yeah, there's a lot of blood. Like, I didn't mind. I've seen blood. Like, it didn't bother me.
Yeah.
Only thing that bothered me is I asked if he's okay. Like, if it's just, if he needs help. But if he doesn't need help, as long as it doesn't touch me, I don't care. It's just next to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to bring a janitor to clean the floor.
God damn.
And the janitor did a bad job, too. He just spread it at one point. And I was like, there's no way the guy has to come back and clean it. This is crazy. Yeah. He just spread it and left. So now there's just blood further.
Oh, but maybe because there's only a certain limit in the mop and in the bucket.
Bro, he put it once down, he needs spread water, it everywhere, and then left. He's like, all right, my job's done. Like, it's hard to find good employees now.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Maybe he threw bleach down with the mop.
I was there, bro. He just put the mop down and did that.
No, but he threw bleach and he let it, like,
marinate. No, I was there. He put the mop on the floor, spread it, and then walked off.
That's very strange.
Yeah.
I was surprised. Like, I hadn't been to Europe since the pandemic. And you know how every North American city feels like there aren't enough people to work? Europe, all the restaurants were open late.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and they'd tell us, they were like, no, there's less employees than there used to be. But the service, like, is already shit in Europe. So there was no difference.
Yeah, you felt the same.
Yeah.
You're like, they're as angry as they were before the pandemic.
I had a guy, it was weird, because when we were in Cannes, there was the party for the festival. And there was one waiter. We were 80 people, and it was one waiter. And he went table to table, and he was like, okay, what do you want? And then he drew a picture of every table, and he'd write, let's say, white wine and fish. And then he'd come back 3 minutes later, or, well, 3 hours later, and he was like, who had the white wine? And I was like, why did you write, just fucking write wine and
start, just, you know where you start, yeah, and go in order.
And just, and not even in order, but just... just write lines, so you know, okay, there are 8 glasses of wine. If you're just going to yell who has the wine, all you need is the number. Yeah. You don't need to know where they are. And I was getting angry at him, and the French guy I was with, he was super nice to him, but the waiter was, I think he was afraid of me, and he was bitchy to the guy. And then the guy was like, he fucking hates me. And I was like, yeah, he does. He does seem like he hates you. So I gave him.
I'm mean to him, so he hates you.
So when he and I asked the guy, I go, hey, fuck, they should have given you, your boss is a piece of shit. You should have someone else. And he goes, oh, you think the service is bad? And I go, yeah, the service is bad. It's horrible.
Of course it's bad.
We're in France. It's always bad, but yeah. This is worse than usual. And then the other guy was like, no, it's excellent service. And then the waiter was like, I don't need you patronizing me.
That's amazing.
And then, like, when I left, I was like, I felt shitty for the guy. I was like, he's an old man. So I gave him tip, but I pretended like it was from the guy. So I was like, look, here's $20 from me, and my friend here is giving you 50.
And what'd he say?
Yeah, and then he seemed happy, and then I left, like, I was like, fuck it, I left, and I left with my glass, and he was at the door, like, he's fucking waiting on people, and he went to have a smoke at the door.
Yeah, like, it sounds French.
Yeah, so then I leave, and he goes, sir, you're gonna leave with your glass? I was like, of course I'm gonna leave with my glass. And then I just left.
That's funny.
I like that he wasn't expecting a mic answer. Yeah. It's happening.
You're, I just gave greatness. You $70 for shitty service.
70 euros. You gave $100.
You gave him the same energy they give to everyone when they travel. So don't feel bad.
Yeah. Poseidon gets mistreated by the French all the time.
Oh, really?
Oh, I don't get mistreated, but they're just, you know.
You do get mistreated. They yell at you. They're patronizing. Oh, no, they're condescending.
But I give it right back to them.
I used to get...
That's not what we're arguing.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
You said, do they fucking...
There was one thing that disgusted me.
He's like, no, I hate them for no reason.
Remember in the old days we used to bitch about how French women had hairy armpits?
Yeah, I don't like that.
And there are women now here that have hairy armpits. Yeah. But the thing that freaked me out...
You could call them women.
There were beautiful women that smelt like B.O. And that always freaks me the fuck out. Yeah.
It's a thing in France. I don't know what it is.
Jesus Christ.
Some of the hippies, it happens here too.
Yeah, but here it's rare. But here it's rare. But over there, it's like a common thing. Yeah. Yeah. Like, well, I remember one time I was serving a French gentleman. He seemed rather clean, right? And I approached, you know, so I could sign some papers. And I was just like, I almost did like this. Like, it was so intense. Like, I was like, I think I smell bad. Like, right now, I smell bad.
I think we stumbled on. This is why the Muslims are rioting. They're tired. They're fed up. They're like, we can't handle these Frenchmen. They reek.
That's Muslims saying.
Yeah. They're like, what? I can't wait until there's a fatwa.
There's got to be it, yeah.
They're like, there's a fatwa on who? The fat one. Fatwa on the fat one. Oh, that would be an amazing episode of Dateline. They're trying to explain what happened to him.
Fatwa on the fat one.
It was weird, though. Like, someone that smells like... armpit, when it's a dude, it disgusts me, but when it's a woman, it makes me angry.
Yeah,
I get
and
it.
Like, and I was explaining it to my girlfriend. I was like, I know this is sexist, but a woman that smells like BO is so fucking unacceptable.
What'd she say?
She was like, no, but it's the same. A guy that smells like BO. And I was like, you're 100% right, but no.
No. He's disgusting.
Yeah. He's disgusting, but she should die.
Yeah. He's disgusting. She needs to be fired immediately.
And there was one girl, the day that I left, there was this really hot Air France employee that I go to ask a question. And as soon as I get to her, and I was like, oh, fuck. Oh. It's 9 a.m. and she smells like armpit. And she's a beautiful lady. And even at 9 p.m, she shouldn't smell like armpit.
Why do you think that is? They don't want to use deodorant? They don't want to wash? What is it?
I think they just don't use deodorant.
Or shampoo. Or soap.
Are you sure?
No, they use soap.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They got to use soap.
I use soap on a daily basis.
You still reek. But you're not a good example.
And some
do I really read
cases of Poseidon if they all have cases?
No, but do I really?
They all have cases.
And there was like at the airport, there was so many people that smelled like armpit. You know when there are so many people around you that you're like, is it me?
It just sticks everywhere I go.
It smells like armpit. So I was like all the time going, okay, no, I smell like deodorant.
Do I smell like a French asshole? Like, what is it?
I don't smell that bad.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to, because you said it. No, I don't smell. By the way, we should say it.
That's disgusting, bro. You look...
And you put
Hold on, bro.
You look like your pussy smells like shit.
Hold on,
you
bro.
You put your face inside your shirt.
Hold on.
Like you were trying to suck your armpit.
Your pussy smells like shit. I said that in the strip club. Yeah. Erica Suarez, and we were crying laughing. There was a chick. She was disgusting.
Oh, God.
And like, she looks like her pussy smells like shit. And Erica almost fell off the chair.
I would like to say, by the way, I know this is coming out a day later, but happy 4th of July. To the Americans, God bless America.
Thank you for saying for Americans.
Thank you.
Because I was like, 4th of July doesn't make sense for the Swedes.
Yeah. It's like, I know we're talking about France. Sweaty armpits. I want to say you're welcome and thank you for the 4th of July. I've never been to America. I have no ties to those Americans.
Well, I'm the free home of the brave, baby.
That's why they don't let you in anymore.
They don't what?
They don't let you in anymore.
I get it. I don't blame him. I still love him.
So in France, you said you'd fit in.
What do you mean?
Like you'd go there and they, like if you don't speak like a Quebecer, they're going to be like, he's one of us, ici.
Was weird when we were in France, since like Yann has a belly, Michel has a belly, I have a belly, and Anto has a belly.
They don't have bellies there.
Everyone is fucking like super thin.
They're famished.
So everywhere we went, everyone was sure that we were American. And Yann, there was a guy that asked him. He said, "Ho ho, from Texas." And then Yann, in his fucking fake French accent, he's like, "No, I'm from Canada. No, you Texas."
The guy's telling him where you're
from. And then Yann
was he wearing a cowboy hat?
No, but Yann told him, he goes, "Oh, because I'm fat." Yes, very fat.
How are they two French people both speaking English poorly to each other? Just speak French.
That's but Yann, everyone, the same as Michel, this used to happen to him, didn't happen this time, but Yann happened a lot because he'd use the fake French accent. So people were like, this is just an American who thinks that he speaks French. So they'd answer in English.
How does he speak?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Because he was like very, like a fake French accent. So he'd use he'd always say du coup.
Mais non quoi.
Yeah, it was mostly du coup, qu'est-ce qui se passe du coup? Yeah, he'd always start his sentences and end his sentences with du coup.
Did he use putain?
No, just du coup.
What a retard.
That's interesting.
I don't like that. I don't like meuf. I don't like put. All that stuff bothers me.
Yeah. I had the last night I was there, I used the expression van because they call jokes the van.
Oh,
and I asked the guy, because the guy was very, very French, and I was like, quand t'écris tes van? And I was like, I said van, and I was like, ugh. Oh, I fucking hate myself.
I'm going to go kill myself. Yeah. I hope this plane doesn't make it.
It's like when we were in New York, I started calling everyone boss. Thank you, boss.
Hey, boss.
That wasn't from New York. You've been doing that for a while. Mm.
I stopped now, though.
It's not a New York thing. I don't know why you brought New York.
No one in New York says boss.
Yeah, it's not a New York thing. He just threw that in there for a story.
No, but it's...
No, it's not from New York, bro. This was before... New York, that's
not
what they
say. Intensified in New York.
How? No one said it to you.
I thought it was a thing New Yorkers say.
You thought it was... You thought something you never heard New Yorkers say? You're like, I thought it's a thing they say. I know I've never heard them say it. But when I'm not around, pretty sure they fucking say it. That's insane. That's insane. That's lunatic. So if you don't ever hear them say it, but you thought they said it, how would you have picked it up if they never said it?
I don't know. I'm retarded.
This is crazy. I picked it up from them. I never heard them say it, but I know when I'm not around. That's crazy. You're a disturbed individual.
I don't know, because it seems like a New Yorker thing to say.
How?
I don't know. Calling everyone a boss. Hey, boss. I don't know.
Jesus Christ. You know who says that? Albanian workers, bro. Hey, boss. It's true.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Everyone's a boss. Yeah. Immigrants say that a lot.
Yeah.
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 New York, did you ever hear them say it? No. But I know that. Yeah. I know what they're up to. It's so crazy. Yeah. That's insane.
I know what they're thinking.
That's insane. How do you not get into more fights at home? She's like, I never said that. You may have, though. How do you not? That's insane. I would have strangled you. Could you imagine living with him and that happens? She's like, I never said that. But I know you could have when I wasn't around. She's like, but I didn't. It sounds like something you'd say. I'd wait till he's asleep and put the pillow over his fucking face and kill him. Hilarious. That makes good content.
Do you do that with your girlfriend? Like, sometimes you think that she's saying shit that she's never said?
No.
She just bought knives now. No. She's like, keep talking shit. That's crazy. I would kill her. You ever do it to her? Pay attention. That would be insane. And you just see her raging. She's just squeezing the handle of a knife. It's like I'm going to gut him like a fish.
No, never happened.
No?
No.
That would be insane, bro.
I probably started saying it before New York.
Yeah, yes, you did.
But very lightly.
Who do you call boss?
Yeah.
I stopped. Everyone I would see. Thank you, boss. Yeah. People working like at a depanneur. Thank you, boss.
How's that New York
called? He's clearly not a boss if he's working in the depot.
I thought it was, I don't know. It started before New York, and then when I got there, I don't know, I felt some type of way, and I was like, I feel like this is what they would say.
But they're just hiding it from me.
No, I never thought they were hiding it.
But why wouldn't they say it?
I don't know. I'm fucking insane.
So did you have things like that for Atlanta? Where you're like, hey, master. Yeah.
No, I
feel like they would say that.
Atlanta, yeah, I didn't know what to expect.
Hey, 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 master.
Can I drop a hard R?
Oh, shit.
That's crazy, bro. That is insane. That's one of the looniest things you've ever said. It's not aggressive. It's just so crazy. It's just amazing.
I'm wacky, bro. I'm a wacky man. What do you want me to say?
It. I was there. No one said it, but I know they say it when I'm not. That's crazy.
No, I don't. I didn't say. I know. I figured they.
That's
it sounds
paranoia.
To me, it sounds like something.
You're like a weed
say.
Smoker. That's super paranoia.
Yeah. I would probably fuck me up.
It, behind my back.
No, man. But that's not the way.
They see me as an employee.
Yeah. Every time he'd walk out of somewhere, he'd be like, what was that? Nothing. So I didn't say anything. You said boss? No, I didn't say anything. Boss? We're bosses? They're like, what are you talking about? He's like, all right, later. Have a good night, boss. What? What are you talking about, sir? That's what happens.
And sometimes
it's always weird when someone calls you boss. Like Preach calls me boss.
Yeah.
And it's always weird.
He got it from him.
Yeah. Oh, probably.
Preach calls me boss, and I'm like, every Preach. Time I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I can take a dude, I can take a bro, I can take a man, but boss, I'm always like, what?
I could take a man.
Yeah. I can take a man.
I can take sometimes too.
You know what's crazy? I until I brought it up, I didn't realize how insane that was.
Completely. It's completely insane.
And sometimes I'd get aggressive with it too.
No, the crazy part is not you saying boss. The crazy part is you saying, I picked it up in New York when you didn't, and then no one in New York called you that, but you're still like, I know that's what they do. That's the crazy part. That's insane.
Yeah.
It's amazing, though, but it's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should go see a psychologist.
No, you shouldn't.
Why?
Why would you want to implicate people into this?
Just I mean, that's her job.
Hey, deal with it yourself. Don't bring it out of the dark realm. Deal with it yourself. You know how much it would suck for them? They went to school, they studied, and they have to deal with this shit.
Yeah.
They go and they're like, oh, it smells like a French guy. Okay. Sure, you're a tourist? No, boss. I'm from here. I'm like, oh, it's another one of these smelly bosses. Yeah. Fuck. I just want to know why I call people boss. Because you're submissive. You want to be told what to do.
Thank you, boss.
Yeah, thank you, boss, but I'm not gay. And he walks out. He's just angry.
I'll make a funny ass sketch. Yeah.
What's our safe word?
Yeah.
I need a safe word.
Or else this isn't going to go well.
And it better not be boss. Because I say it too often.
Is everything good? They're treating you nice, though?
Where?
At the work.
Oh, your of course.
Real bosses.
Of course, yeah.
Your real bosses. They're all treated.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's very nice.
Guido left.
Oh, he went to Mexico.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were saying that Guido had started working at the car place.
No, Guido left him and
he's in Mexico.
He went to Mexico.
Is he getting his teeth done or his hair?
Yeah, one of his teeth keep falling out.
Yeah, two of them actually.
So he's going to get his teeth done in Mexico.
Yeah, he flew last night.
What a crazy, crazy, crazy
man. He lives an alternative lifestyle. Yeah.
You think that's crazy? You would never get. He opened up his trunk, Mike. Because he came to get the GoPro so he could film some shit in Mexico. He opened up his trunk and there was a rotary phone.
Okay.
In the trunk. And it was broken. It was just...
It's like a car phone that doesn't work.
Just a... you know those old like...
Yeah.
He knows what rotary
phone is.
But does he keep that to... Because he thinks he's going to do a sketch film? Or?
He didn't answer. He refused to answer.
He's going to do an impromptu short film.
It I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, in case I got to call somebody. Jokingly, he was saying they didn't mean it. Well, I don't know, to be honest, at this point.
You think he brought it to Mexico?
No, doubt it.
No, he left it in the car.
Yeah.
Where did he leave his car? At the airport?
No, I think
he left it in a field in Dorval. Well, I'm not going to pay for parking when there's a field.
What am I, a sucker?
Dude, Guido's a cartoon character, man. It's amazing.
Yeah. You brought him to the airport?
No, he came to pick something up.
At the airport?
Yeah, because I was working.
But he was leaving then?
Yeah, so...
So he came by car?
Well, here's what didn't make sense to me, right? He came...
You're laughing because he said he came?
No. He came...
No one ever comes up a sudden.
Including me.
Never come?
No. Okay.
You backed up for a while?
Listen.
You clogged up?
So he came... Picked up the GoPro and a charger to charge it. Left, went back home. I took an Uber.
To go to the airport. So he came to the airport to get a camera.
Yeah.
But he could have taken that when he came with, like the second time he showed up, he could have just passed by there, taken the GoPro and then walked to his flight.
I would have been gone though. I was done.
Okay, so he's not.
Yeah. Oh, so it's reasonable. It's okay,
you
had a problem because you left work early. Yeah.
It seemed kind of. No, I left on time.
Couldn't you have left the camera to one of your?
No, I don't trust your bosses. I don't trust anyone.
Oh my god, I don't trust no one, bro.
No,
this world out there is made for gangsters like me.
Even though they haven't given me reasons,
you don't trust anyone to. Like you don't have, you just put it in an envelope or a box and just go, my friend's going to pick this up.
I didn't think about that, actually. I didn't think about it.
Say the truth. Say, I can't think. I'm a gangster out here. They ain't going to steal or rob me.
Because also, Guido never told me he was going to come to the airport, pick up the camera, leave, and then come back by Uber. I thought he was going to, before his flight, park somewhere or whatever, and then dip.
But how? You said if he did that before his flight, you were already gone.
So did you? Yeah, so ask I thought
he was going to come because his flight was around like 10:30.
In the morning?
Or PM, at PM.
Okay, and or you like, leave at noon?
I think it was 10 to 11. 10 to 11, around those times.
Okay, and when do you leave?
8.
Yeah, so you should have just left it. 8.
Yeah, it's 2-3 hours. He's flying international.
That's when he would come normally.
Yeah.
2 hours. 10? 8 o'clock. You guys meet up. When you leave, he comes.
Yeah, so that's why I thought he was going to show up. Like, that was my initial thought. I thought he was going to pull up, collect whatever, and then park whatever I was even going to offer. But then he told me, oh, no, I got this whole thing. I'm going to leave and go drop off the car and then come back by Uber.
But the issue is we're reading too much. These are two people that cannot think together. Of course it's going to go off the rails. Who do you think is going to happen? This guy's like, I can't leave a camera on my coworker. They're going to steal my GoPro. The other guy's like, I got a rotary phone. I'm going to Mexico. Like, they're all insane.
You know what's going to happen to Guido? I'm pretty sure in the next year, someone's going to go, yeah, I went to see my dentist. And he'll be like, they have dentists here too? God damn it. I've been going to Mexico like a fucking buffoon.
Wait, how long has this been going on? For years. I've had a dentist my whole life. He's going to be like, what? Did you meet him in Mexico? Like on a trip? So stupid.
That's funny.
But he says he's not going to get better deals than that.
It's true. Yeah, the prices he gets are insane.
Yeah, I think Poseidon's probably paying more to get a tooth removed.
Yeah, I'm paying $300 to $400 to remove a tooth.
Just to pop it out.
But the plane ticket to Mexico and back is more than $300.
$600, I think. $600, $700.
Yeah.
Plus, he's got to get a hotel, or does he sleep in a tent on the beach?
Debatable.
I think he probably sleeps on a tent because he lived in New York.
Why would he sleep on top of a tent, though? He just go in it.
Oh, sorry. In a tent? Because when he lived in New York, he lived in a canoe.
He did have a houseboat situation going on.
He lived in a canoe. In a canoe?
Wasn't a canoe. It's a sailboat. It's a sailboat. He's not a Native American.
Look, I know, but that reaction was...
feed his family, bro. It was a houseboat situation.
Was he renting? He was renting a houseboat, or was he hiding in a houseboat?
He was renting a houseboat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it was a houseboat. It wasn't a giant boat. It was like... It was like a little sailboat. It was basically small sailboat, you walk in and that's it. That's the room.
Was there a bedroom in the basin
No? No, there's one
floor.
So
he was just sleeping on the kitchen table?
Just sleeping on a boat. There's no kitchen. It doesn't fit a kitchen table. Just in
He's
a boat.
He's sleeping on one of the seats.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no seats. You're not understanding. It's very small.
Okay. Yeah. It's like a...
But there's a seat for the captain?
No.
Okay. So...
It's just the thing that turns...
So he was standing like a horse.
He was sleep sideways, have a pillow.
He is a small man though.
Position.
Jesus,
I don't know if you want to bring up a tiny sailboat.
Probably smaller than this.
No, I'll show you. It was like one of those.
Yeah, like this.
No, not that. That's big.
That's big.
Yeah, yeah. It was more like that one on the left.
This one.
No, down.
Like
this.
Upright. Up.
Up?
That one.
This one?
That one.
Yeah, it was more like this, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Or maybe the one on the left, the smallest boat to cross.
No.
Home sweet home, baby.
Was that when he was pretending to be a millionaire?
Yeah.
I'd love the imagine the women he was bringing home. Because I live on a yacht. Oh, wow.
We can't get to it from here, though. I got my boat here. Yeah. We're not going to go to the yacht. It's going to take us an hour, so let's just bang here.
Yeah.
Let's just bang in this love seat.
Let's just bang on my old sleeping bag.
That's the weird thing about New York. People live on boats and call everyone boss. Weird fucking...
So knowing him, anyways, all this to say, knowing him in Mexico, he probably rents.
He doesn't care. Yeah. I live on a boat. I live on the street.
But that's impressive, though. I could never do that. I need a bed.
That's not impressive.
That's
though.
Not impressive.
Well,
but yeah, I'm the same.
It's sad impressive.
Sad. It's sad. It's sad impressive.
Yeah. More sad than impressive.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do that shit.
Like a homeless person. I can't.
I could have done that when I was like 19. That's the type of thing you do when you're like young. And you're like, okay, this is better than having my parents telling me what to do. But when is he 50 or he's
mid-40s.
In his 40s? God damn, that's too old to be sleeping on a beach or living on a boat.
But he's living in New York. He's living the high life.
Yeah.
You're saying that because you're not in New York.
Yeah.
I would rather live in like a regular house or apartment and like...
Stop right there. I would rather live in a house. Rather have a car.
No,
no one's going to agree with him.
No, what? But I was going to say...
You want to live in a house with a car?
No, I was going to say in like some area that's like not rural, but like, you know, like not happening. Like New York's happening,
You'd
right?
rather have a house than be homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah, 99% of the planet agrees.
Yeah, you're right.
Look, this might seem controversial, but I'd rather I'd rather live in a house than get bit by snakes. I don't want to live in a hole with snakes.
Hot take.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I hope we don't get pulled for this.
Unpopular opinion, guys.
I hope we don't get pulled for this. And then he's like, yeah, there's that. I mean, I know people frown upon what I'm saying. That and these fucking Muslims. And he starts going into it. He's like, oh, God, okay, there he is. There's the real hot take. So fucking funny. But yeah, he did that when he was pretending. And I think he's back on the Millionaire app. He picked up a chick recently. No, the Millionaire app? Don't you remember? He went on a date. Don't you remember?
He did he?
He's trying to bring her to one of the shows. He's trying to bring her to Comfort Zone.
I'd be so like, Jesus, why would you want a chick that's just with you for your money?
Well, he doesn't have any.
Yeah, no. But I guess that's the best way to be on the Millionaire.
Yeah, he's like, the joke's on you, you dumb bitch.
I'm going to trick the dumb whore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to suck his dick so good he's going to give me money. He's like, she's going to suck my dick and then I'm going to have to tell her I don't have any money. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But he told me that he had, remember the Greek chick?
Yeah.
That we were in New York? He took her shopping. She asked for stuff.
What did he buy
her? Did he pay for it?
Yeah, like they hadn't banged and she's like shopping. He's like, you have to pay for it. I would have been like, this can't be a first date where I'm buying you clothes. What the fuck?
Yeah. That's a weird relationship.
Well, wasn't it?
It's a weird.
She's like, I'm going to suck his dick so good that he's going to love me. And then he's like, my dick is going to be so good, she's going to accept that I'm poor.
Yeah.
And both of them are going to end up angry.
Yeah. The dick suck is not that good.
No, no.
She doesn't want a poor guy.
The dick isn't good, and he's very poor.
It was funny, but he bought her clothes.
Okay.
So she made bank. Like, she won that relationship.
Yeah.
I don't think they banged. She got a wardrobe. Yeah, these fucking rich apps. There's new apps now.
That's wild, bro. What was the other one? The fruity one?
That's just called Fruits.
No, the apples and oranges. Do you remember? Somebody brought this up on Comfort
Zone. Brought up on my
zone.
Live podcast.
Is it a gay thing?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a gay thing, which made everyone laugh. But no, it's you pick. This is what she told me. There was a girl in the audience, Frenchcast Live, who said this a few days ago. You pick a fruit, and the fruit has a meaning. So if you pick peach, it means you want to call everyone boss, for example. And then you only match with other peaches. So you could meet, you're like, hey, boss. Hi, boss. No, good to meet you, boss. Yeah, boss. So you have something in common to begin with. And that's what it is. So if you have, like, let's say if you're there, you want to just bang, you're not going to see people who want to have a relationship.
Okay.
You feel me, boss?
Yeah, I feel you, boss.
That's what it is. But it's...
But how do you know? There's like a lexic, so you know that banana means long term.
I have no idea. I wonder the same thing, because it would be funny if you just pick a fruit that you like.
Yeah.
And it's all just hardcore gay sex. Yeah. And you're like, I love bananas. Why is everyone shoving up their ass?
I wonder what fruit that you would have to pick for it to be that.
Just download Grindr. Mm. That's what I'm saying. There's apps for that. You don't need to complicate your life.
I think just people are running out of ideas.
Mm.
Like, I saw a new trend. Apparently, people are putting glow-in-the-dark rings, or like these rings that glow, and it says your relationship status and shit. It says if you're single.
But you can only see them in the dark.
I think so.
Why are you in the dark with a stranger? You're like, here's my finger.
And can't you just tell people?
Like, that's what I thought as well.
Hold on, but if you're in the dark and you're showing your fingers, I think you've moved past the point of whether you're single or not. You're about to finger some dude in the dark.
It may not be glow in the dark. It may not. But whoa, Jesus Christ, the heat's getting to me.
Did I tell you there's a couple of weeks ago there was this chick that when I was hosting that gala, the international gala.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There was a chick that I know that she's really hot. And she texted me and she was like, I saw you on stage. You look good.
Goddamn.
We should. And she's someone that I worked with professionally. And she was like, we should hang out. You should come to the house and we'll eat. And then I was like, ah, fuck. Like, I didn't want to break it to her that I didn't want to see her. So I was just like, oh, I'd love to, but I'm super big. I'd love to see you and your boyfriend, because she used to have a boyfriend. I know they're not together anymore.
I'd love to see you, boss.
I was like, I'd love to see you and your boyfriend, but unfortunately, I'm super busy with my tour and my new girlfriend. So,
you slipped it in there.
Yeah, yeah. And then she just answered back, ha, 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 because she saw what I did. But that was the best move I think I could do. Instead of going, because like I was like, I was afraid that if I was going to go, look, listen here, lady, I'm not interested, and have her go, neither am I. I just thought it would be nice to hang out.
How hot are we talking about?
Very hot.
Okay. Hear this plan. Let me take over. We introduce you to my rich friend Guido Grasso. She's successful. So is he. Apparently, he owns boats. We get them on a date, and we monitor the situation for a podcast. I think that would be hilarious. Where and does she only speak French?
I think so.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Just Guido trying to communicate. Tu connais la pizza? La pizza? Oh, it would be the podcast. Anthony Cumia. Cumia. Oh, it would be the funniest fucking thing.
Do you think he talks about Cumia on dates?
He does, bro. Intellectual. Yeah, Poseidon. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it would be the funniest fucking thing. And she's like, this guy's a fucking millionaire. And he's like, something like that.
God damn.
Bro, that would be the best. That would be, because it's funny that he'll fuck out of his league because of that app.
But does he fuck?
And I think technically everyone's out of his league.
I think technically fucking out of his league is his league. That's the league he's in. He's that's the league. Shit. He's joined that league. He's fucking out of his league all the time. Yeah. I think he's going to bang in Mexico for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. In Mexico, he's above a lot of their leagues.
You think so?
But imagine pretending to be a millionaire to the chicks over there. And they're like, God, is damn. He really a millionaire? And he's like $4 Canadian. Yeah. And they're like, God damn, all right, this guy's heavy duty.
Especially like if all he has in his pockets are Canadian loonies. So he looks like Scrooge McDuck with his gold coins. They're like, this guy's so rich, all he has is gold coins.
He's throwing gold to everyone.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. He's Scrooge McDuck. He probably has some pesos. Yeah. Imagine he gets kidnapped by the cartel.
Why would they kidnap him?
They kidnap people all the time.
Just for fun.
The cartel?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a motive behind it. Yeah, just for fun. But imagine he goes fakes being a millionaire, and the cartel's like, we're going to hold him for ransom, and they kidnap Guido.
Okay, that's what you meant. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have fucking Trudeau on TV being like, we're going to help Mr. Guido Grasso from Montreal. We're not gonna let this stand. We're gonna help him because we have a strong commitment to our LGBTQ community in Canada, and we're not gonna let these fucking Mexicans.
And we sent
another gay man.
We sent his brother with $100,000, but he disappeared and he has a bunch of cocaine now.
We may have sent the wrong person down there. Look, we'll admit it. Our bad. You know, speaking of that, did you see what happened in the White House yesterday?
Or we trade El Chapo for him?
They evacuated the White House because they found cocaine.
Oh, really? Yeah, I saw that at the library.
Because of all the shit that's happening with Hunter Biden, it's a bad look. So it's the first time the White House gets evacuated for cocaine. Normally people just work extra when they find out there's coke in the White House. They found the West Wing, bro. They found coke.
You figure whoever found it, you just throw it out and keep it quiet.
No, now they want to find out where it came from. They're all nervous.
For some reason, I wasn't surprised, though.
Bro, I guarantee you. Dude, Bill Clinton used to not just snort coke. He used to, and this was in his deposition, he would put the cigar in his intern's vagina.
Yeah, Monica Lewinsky.
Monica Lewinsky, get it all nice and soaked up and then smoke it.
God damn.
You remember this?
This man lived.
Yeah. I didn't make this shit up. I remember when I was young, they were talking about it. Because he at first, like, I never had sexual relations with that woman. And then I guess she had a dress that she kept, and he came all over it.
The blue dress.
So there was proof. So then he just started saying, the guy went overboard.
Yeah.
He started admitting. He's like, yeah, I fingered her asshole. I fucking jammed cigars in her
pussy.
And then you think his wife is like, shut the fuck. Just say you banged her.
Yeah.
Just say you banged her. He's like, her pussy tastes amazing. Hillary's disgusted
because he wanted to like keep the thing that in his mind sexual relations means penetration.
But I wasn't I was fingering her. I was putting cigars in there. It wasn't
funny.
My dick.
That's really
my
funny.
Dick only went up her ass. It's not sex. You tell me these gay guys are having sex. That's crazy. he did crazy shit. He would come on her dresses. And one dress she kept, the first one, because he splooged all over.
And she told one of her friends.
God. And they said, keep the dress, don't wash it.
There's American History, the series.
That's
remember
insane.
The first season, it was OJ?
Versus OJ?
The third season is the Monica Lewinsky thing.
Does it talk about this?
It's really good, yeah. It's really, her friend Linda Tripp was such a piece of garbage. She's the one that, like,
wanted a black
Monica Lewinsky had called her, and she was like, I should wash his dress to get rid of the evidence. And she's like, no, you should keep it. It's a souvenir. You know,
it's
a souvenir.
Yeah. A cum laced dress. It's a souvenir. Yeah. Who wants to keep a cum dress?
There's a really good TED talk that Monica Lewinsky did, because she was the first person to ever get publicly shamed online.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I didn't see her TED talk, but I did see, was it her TED talk? About the public shaming, how it started with her.
Because everyone called her a whore. Yeah. And everyone called her a fat, ugly whore. And people were
She was cute, though. I see back. And I was like, she wasn't bad.
But people kept on making jokes like JFK fucking used to bang Marilyn Monroe. And fucking Clinton is sticking his cigar in this fat loser.
But she wasn't that bad.
No, but she wasn't Marilyn Monroe.
No, she wasn't Marilyn Monroe. But she wasn't disgusting.
No, she was just... She seemed like a chubby young girl.
Yeah.
Like, way too young for the president.
How old was she?
She was probably, like, she was an intern, so she was probably 19 or 20. Yeah. And he was probably, like, late 40s.
How old is our intern?
I have no idea.
She looks 30.
I would have guessed around there, yeah. Yeah, around there.
Don't shove any cigars up there.
I'm a good man.
You are not.
I bought cigarillos. Yeah. I do not want to destroy
them. I cannot afford cigars, guys.
The filter keeps breaking in her pussy. I do not enjoy it.
Yeah. She doesn't smell like a French woman, so it's all good. We're very fine. All right, look, if you hear this episode and you're in Toronto, Ontario, anywhere near, this Friday, July the 7th, Mike Ward live at the Great Hall, Toronto, Ontario. The day after, the 8th, Comedy Bar plays host to Mike Ward Susikut Live, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet that recently broke the Guinness World Record for the largest live podcast in history with over 20,000 people at the Bell Center here in Montreal, Quebec, is in Toronto, Ontario, recording a very fun, what's expected to be a very, very fun, entertaining episode this Saturday night. So check that out. MikeWard.ca for all the details. Get the information on the website, tickets, all that for both shows. Poseidon is online as ThePoseidon69, Twitter and Instagram. I am Poseidon is website. Head over to my Patreon, patreon.com/Pantelis. Sign up for all the wackery that we're doing. The Intellectuals has new episodes every week. I got podcasts. And patreon.com/Suzekut if you need to catch up on the previous episodes before you go watch Mike live this Saturday with Suzekut. Thank you all and go fuck yourselves.